Is it just me, or is it open season on Christians these days? Hello, I'm Jerry Newcomb. Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. Right now, our guest is Dan Gaynor. He is from the Media Research Center, and we're going to talk specifically about this recent incident involving some students from a Catholic high school in Covington, Kentucky. Dan, thank you so much for joining us again on Vocal Point. We appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on, especially talking about something like this. When you're defending high school kids who are being unfairly tarred by the major media, yeah, you're willing to pretty much talk to people anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start by asking you this. For those who've been in a cave in recent weeks, and by the way, here we are. This is going to air. This is being recorded now on the 24th day of January, but it's going to record or air in early February. But we could still take a kind of a long-term view of this. And I think this whole story is a reminder of making sure you get your story right before you rush to it, you know, to rush to get on the air. But for those living in a cave, tell us about the Covington kids, and we'll start with that. What actually happened on Friday, you know, after the Right to Life rally?
Well, first of all, I just want to endorse what you just said, that, you know, get it right the first time. I think that's a Billy Joel song. that's exactly the right attitude. You know, what happened was at the March for Life, there was this group called, I think it's Hebrew Israelites. And if you live in Washington or New York, you see this some members of this whack job African-American sort of, I guess, black supremacy organization almost. They had a handful of them, I think it was five, at the March for Life, and they saw some high school kids and proceeded to shout and harass them for more than an hour. And I mean saying anti-gay slurs, making fun of them, all sorts of offensive stuff. And at one point in time...
By the way, just to clarify things, this Hebrew group that you're talking about, they were not a part of the March for Life. This was at the Lincoln Memorial.
Harass people.
Okay.
And like I said, for people who live in this area, I was at an event, a few months back, where they were at an event which was mostly African-American. And no one went near them. Everybody kept like a 10-foot, DMZ between them and normal people.
Okay.
And I mean, they literally just like circle around them not to go anywhere near them because they were just so offensive to everybody, saying all sorts of foul things at people. And, you know, they're trying to be provocative. They have every constitutional right to be the jerks that they are.
Okay.
And so they were harassing high school students. And then, you know, in the middle of that, purportedly a military veteran, I have every reason to believe he at least served in the military, according to news reports, comes over. He's a Native American. He's, I think, 74 or something. And he's part of this other group that was at the event, also not pro-life, protesting there. And he starts pounding his drum right in front of the, you know, walking, sort of pushing his way through the crowd right in front of this teenager from Covington High School, this Catholic school. And I mean right up in front of his face. And the result of that is someone takes a video clip of it, gets about 20 seconds of it, and then the drummer claims that people said various offensive things, some of which have not been borne out by news and other videos, and some of what people were doing, I think he deliberately misinterpreted. So anyhow, the media make a big thing of it. Oh, they've got this perfect scenario, white Catholic kids at the March for Life being offensive to a Native American military veteran. It's just their perfect scenario. Well, then, of course, more video came out, and then, of course, you see the endless tirade going on from this African-American group, and you realize that this adult walks in and jams a drum right in front of a little, you know, a high school kid, and it wasn't the kid who was being provocative, it was actually the drummer who set this all in motion. And so then there was a lot of conservative pushback, but by that time, a whole bunch of liberal outlets and, frankly, many conservative outlets had already chimed in. and done so in ways critical of Covington. The Twitter online mob formed for these high school students to the point where they started getting death threats. Some of the initial online discussion actually didn't even name the correct kid, named a Covington High School kid who wasn't at the march, who was somewhere in another city, and still he had his life blown up. And so Covington High School, many of the students have all gotten death threats. It's just escalated from there. Some in the media actually apologized, particularly the conservative media. Many of them actually apologized. And good for them, and I'm not going to call them out for it. If you're going to be honorable enough to apologize and admit you made a mistake. But what is disturbing is the default from the major media, and is the same for the default from many conservative media, that these kids were wearing, some of them were wearing MAGA hats.
And make America great again.
Yep, and the assumption is if you're wearing a pro-Trump hat, you're automatically guilty of everything.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. First of all, there's some lessons here. Thou shalt not smirk. I say that because the boy was smiling, but then you see his teeth, and it's like he hasn't even had braces yet. And this poor kid, I mean, it's like his whole life has been turned upside down, and all he did was stand there as this Indian went up to him, but he didn't move. But it wasn't like he was, in the Indian's way. And it wasn't like he was, provoking this fellow in any way. And then, as you say, he gets
the Native American guy walks up and jams the drum in his face. And, it's like if he wanted to get through, he could have gone around the kid. And then that guy's story has shifted so many times, I've lost track. But one of the things he said was he's trying to defuse the situation. Like, no adult tries to defuse a situation by jamming a drum in someone's face.
Yeah,
that's not just how it's done.
The real controversy was, as you say, the black group that was there that was racist, unfortunately, and they were provoking these kids and saying all these terrible, terrible things.
Yeah, calling them crackers and stuff, and then using homophobic slurs. So the media, on the other hand, major media refused to admit that what they did was bad. So then one of the networks had the kid on TV yesterday, and then the mob formed after that because, oh, my God, how dare you interview this kid? He's evil because he smirked. And I mean that's where we are right now. Instead of the Parkland kids, who you were not allowed at all to criticize.
Yeah.
You were not allowed to say boo about the Parkland kids. Oh, they suffered. How dare you be critical of them? But these kids. Oh well, we're just going to destroy their lives.
Yeah.
And I mean we're to a point now where I assume anybody who goes to Covington is going to have a hard time getting into major colleges. That's how much the mob has formed here.
Yeah.
The major media don't want to admit that they did wrong. They asked the student yesterday if he's apologizing. No, I'm not apologizing. He didn't do anything.
Yeah. And what should he apologize for? What did Chris Cuomo say about, well, he basically deserved it because he wore that hat, something to that effect?
Well, there have been several people who have said that that the MAGA hat is the equivalent of KKK.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if you're triggered by a hat.
Yeah.
At this point, I just don't have a whole lot of tolerance for that. I mean, he's saying MAGA hats don't belong on Catholic school trips, and he's talking about my feelings about the Covington boys are unchanged since the first reporting and viewing many different videos.
Who said
the
this?
The boys acted inappropriately, and this is retweeting. He was retweeting a Father Edward Beck.
A Catholic priest was saying that a liberal Catholic priest was
right.
Saying he was kind of throwing the kids under the bus because of them.
Church, the local diocese. Many Catholic groups have thrown these kids under the bus, and it's just astonishing that they're going to get somebody killed. And that's what this, you know, I hate to talk about hypotheticals, but that's what this Twitter online social media garbage is going to end up doing sooner or later.
Wow.
Is they're going to get somebody killed. Here's Angela Rye during when she was on with Chris Cuomo, and she says, just think about the symbol of that red hat. When I see the Make America Great Again hat now, Chris, I'm triggered. I'm so triggered. And she, you know, then she said, this Make America Great Again hat is just as maddening and frustrating and triggering for me to look at as a KKK hood.
Wow. That's amazing. Listen, I got a quick question for you. Since you cover the media in general at Media Research Center, I understand that for years there have been tens of thousands of people, in this case more than 100,000 people, that came from all over the country to march at the Right for Life, the March for Life, okay, in January in the freezing cold in D.C. And this is an annual event. The media usually ignores it. Maybe if there's a silver lining out of this story about the Covington kids, what was it that brought those Covington kids in town? The March for Life.
Right. But what did the media do? At our last counting, because this is still going on, this insane story, everybody should be talking about the shutdown, and this we're focusing on this because it's so awful, and the media still refused to give in. The last number I heard was 19-1 more coverage about this stupid Covington story than the March for Life.
Yeah.
Because this – I mean, here's – because I know we're going to run out of time soon. So this enables the media to do a couple things. One, continue their demonization of conservative Christians. This past week, here they went after Mike Pence and his wife. His wife works for a Christian college, and the Christian college believes, as most traditional Christians do, that they believe in marriages for one man and one woman. The media freaked out about that. Reporters from CBS and CNN tweeting about that, like they were stunned that someone still could believe this.
Yeah.
And then it also enables them to attack Catholics. And they want to do this because right now we're a couple weeks in a row where Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the prominent liberal Democrat Supreme Court justice, has been unable to attend sessions. And it is widely assumed that if she were to step down, that, you know, because of her health, because she had recently had bouts with lung cancer, that she were to step down, that Donald Trump may well nominate Amy Coney Barrett, a hardcore conservative Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And the media are trying to set the rules for engagement to already sabotage her nomination even before she's nominated.
Wow. We have about a minute and a half left. One thing that's a fascinating aspect of this, the Native American that was involved in this, beating the drum right up to the kid's face and everything, that man later, within a day, went to disrupt in the middle of a Catholic service, Catholic Mass. He and his followers went to disrupt the service while it was going on. If this had been on the other side, you know, the other foot or whatever, this would be nationwide news, but it was hardly covered by anybody.
Yeah, because remember, that's also a liberal policy going back into the 1980s, or maybe even the 70s. The group ACT UP would deliberately go to Catholic services, Catholic Mass, and interfere. To
desecrate the host.
They were unhappy with the Catholic Church's stance on homosexuality. Yeah. So this is completely in keeping with them. And the media never care because they agree so much with these liberal groups that they can do anything. And the media go, yeah, I can't blame them.
Okay, we have 20 seconds. What would you like to say in conclusion? By the way, mrc.org for more information. Dan.
Also, people should go to newsbusters.org to see our blog. And I write a regular piece for foxnews.com each week, appears usually on Sundays.
Okay,
and
15.
You can find me on Twitter.
All right.
DanGaynor on Twitter.
On Twitter. Okay. 10 seconds, concluding thought. Dan?
Well, I mean, it's for all of this is bad, we're just barely into the 2020 race. It's going to get a lot worse.
Mm. Okay, your Twitter feed one more time is?
Dan Gaynor, DanGaynor for full contact Twitter.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. All the best.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.